T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
All right, we're here on The Fan on this Friday, the 20th day of March. Yes, it's been a crazy week everywhere. Just been one that you'll never forget. You might have heard Joe Mihalik talking before. That is the team that might have been, obviously, as they earned their way into the NCAA tournament, only to have it. We'd be right now, you know, playing the Friday portion, getting ready to play the Friday portion. The end of the first round would be upon us. Be getting ready for the second round tomorrow, but that is not the case. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, as always, as we take you towards 6:30 on this Friday evening, as we continue to deal with all things virus. That's basically it. Whether you're thinking about a miracle cure, or you're wondering about whether you should get tested, or you know somebody, as everybody does by now, somebody who tested positive. So, and there's been someone in your work or in your household or where you are, or, you know. So, I mean, that's basically it. And then everyone looking at the number of cases in New York. There are 15,000 some odd cases now in America. There are 7,800 of them in New York, and everyone's saying, why? Well, that's because New York has tested more than some countries. Andrew Cuomo went to testing early. He went out of his way to test like crazy. So the reason we have so many more cases, the reason why Nassau County, where I live, has more cases than many states, is because, A, we have a lot of people, and B, we have tested more than anybody else. More than 50% of the cases are here. You think there's actually more people with it than in New York, than in California? There's no way. There's more people with it in California than here because there's more people there. They haven't tested yet. That's what it comes down to. They test more. I told you, I talked to a doctor and I said to him, Doc, should I be here or there? Should I stay up here or should I go down to Florida? Where I have a house. He said, why would you go to Florida? I said, well, number one, it's warmer. He said, well, it'll be warm here soon. And today's a perfect example. It's 70 degrees today. I said, yeah, but there's only like 9 cases in the county where I live in down there. He goes, no, you watch. It's going to catch up in a hurry. We've just done so much more testing than everybody else. And that's all it is. And that is exactly what it is. We've done much more testing than anybody else. And that's what has to happen here. And if you were listening in the last hour, you heard me talking about the fact that I really believe that we have to do everything within our power to listen and to stay home and to stay clear of everybody and to honor what they want us to do for the next 17 days. And in that time, and I think way before that, I would like to see it as soon as within a couple of days, they announced a date when we go back, where all of us, where America in masks goes back to work. we can't stay out forever. We can't stay out for months. We can't do this till July or August. It's not possible. Not only is it not possible, our economy, the way it is built, this is not sustainable. And I don't care how much money they think they can print, they can't bail out everybody. And I've talked to people and small businesses are the backbone of this country. And I've talked to people who own sizable small businesses. I know a couple of them. They're friends of mine in different industries. And they cannot support the people who have worked for them for years, week after week after week, and not have any income coming in. It does not work. They can do it for a couple of weeks. They cannot do it for a period of time. It's not sustainable. None of this is sustainable. They cannot keep this country shut down. Now, I think we have to be steadfast and vigilant over the next 17 days and stop to slow this to the point where it's a manageable thing. And hopefully over that time we can get the people tested who need to be tested and get them away from the people who are healthy and then send the healthy people back to work. I don't think we have to go back to school this year. I won't make that decision. I have no idea. I think they can do teleconferencing like they're doing now for the rest of the season. I think they can do that. And then everyone can quit because a lot of the schools are over by early May anyway. Colleges, forget. I'm talking about even high schools. And they can make those decisions. I can't make those decisions. Let them make those decisions. But I could tell you this. The economy cannot, it will not last. When I hear people, even the president, talk about July and August, are you serious? July and August like this, with our economy, you know how many people would be on the unemployment lines? You know how many people would have no money long before that? I mean, no money. I mean, we will have craziness in the streets within 8 weeks or 12 weeks of this country. This isn't sustainable. I mean, when people can't get food, they're going to go get it. When people don't have any money, they're going to go get it. We don't want craziness. We need to put the country back to work. And then we have to deal with the medical issue. But we cannot have a medical issue and on top of that have our entire civilization crash around our heads. That can't happen. This is clearly, clearly sustainable and easily fixed on a short period of time. It is not something that can be done over a long period of time. There's no model that works. No model. You have so many businesses right now that are operating. They're not operating at half speed. All right, yeah. You know what? Your departments, I mean, your Costco's and Amazon and Costco's and Walmart and your supermarkets are doing fine. We understand that. They're doing great. But you have the subways empty. You have the trains empty. You have the buses empty. You have the bars closed and the restaurants closed. And everyone who works in those businesses who doesn't get compensated even by unemployment because they work on tips. And that entire community of that. And malls closed, and department stores closed, and every service industry closed, and people and places where you get your hair cut closed, and every store closed. I mean, this cannot continue. And if you think it's hard to make it week after week in a lot of these small businesses, if you think these businesses can work without any money coming in and can operate without any money coming in for months at end, it cannot be done. And Uncle Sam cannot bail out every small business and every big business and every industry in this country. That is a pipe dream. Not to mention not have money coming in. Not to mention because you've backed up the money that gets paid in income tax. Not to mention the sales tax money that's not coming in, not to mention the fact that the unemployment surge is going to be off the charts. I mean, massive, massive within 2 or 3 weeks, massive. 17 days, everybody do their absolute best, and then hopefully we get the all go, and then we'll deal with it. We'll deal with the sick, hopefully the hospitals can deal with the sick, and we'll get back to work. I think that has to be I think you have to look at this in a realistic way, and I think the president needs to tell everybody to pick a date in early April and get back to work, and tell the leagues, you know what, you go back to work too. Let the NBA figure out how they want to finish their season. Let the NHL figure out how they want to finish the season. Tell baseball, you know what? Get your teams into Florida and Arizona and get ready to start your season. Nobody goes anywhere till the first week in April, and then everybody starts moving. That's the way it should be. Now, as I told you yesterday, I want you to tell me, we got a couple of calls in on this. I want to do the same thing today because I want you guys to tell me what's going on out there. You know, I've only been in my neck of the woods here the last couple of days. I've been on the highway when no one was on it. I went into town today. Well, I live close to town, but I mean, I went into town today and it was very, very quiet. The only store I went in today was the pharmacy. That was it. Most of the stores that I deal with as far as, you know, even getting my hair cut is closed. Almost everything that you're going to do is closed. You know, you're keeping people out of your house because you don't want any traffic in your house. You're trying hard to make sure that you distance yourself and do the things that everyone's asking you to do. Then you turn on TV and see them, you know, dancing on the beach in Florida and say, are we kidding? What's this? I'll take it seriously and you won't? These young people I know early on, or the people who were in their 20s and 30s, somehow felt, were told early on that they were somehow not part of this. Well, you know what? We have found out now that's not the truth. There are stages to this thing. Hopefully this will, this break will, and we really have done a fairly impressive job of slowing everybody down right now, because I think people are scared. And I think they really have adhered to this much more than I thought they would. Not everybody. I see them still building houses in my neighborhood. I see some things still going on. But for the most part, a lot of people are adhering to it. And I give them credit for that. And I think people, you know, have a healthy fear of this because no one knows exactly what we're dealing with. And I know already I hear people calling for us to go back to work. Not yet. We have to have a plan, and it's got to be a definitive plan. And it should be something like 17 days and then back to work. You know, the president can pick the date. I mean, that's his job. But it should be something where we give it 2 good weeks, we get testing ratcheted up, use every part of this government to and manpower and boots on the ground to get everything done and get everybody tested who needs to be tested, and then get them separated, and then let's get everybody else back to work. So Nikki Haley jumps off the Boeing board because she doesn't want the bailout of Boeing, which is going to happen, okay? They're not going to let Boeing go belly up. They need somebody to make planes. So and Boeing's had a tough time, obviously, since the whole disaster with the 737s, but that is the first salvo of running for president in 2024 is what that is. So, I mean, it's a long way off, and it's another cycle that won't begin until about 2022, but that's what that is. That is setting the groundwork for that. So, a long time in advance. All right, let's get some calls in here. Bill in Bergen starts us off. What's up, Bill?
Hi.
Tell me what's going on, Bill.
Mike, I work for an international shipping company. I'm on the road, and we're one of the few companies that's exempt from being off. We have to come in, so we see everything.
Right.
We're actually very heavy now because people are stocking up at their house. And the thing I'm noticing is that people, they're walking around like zombies. they're afraid for you to even come approach them. I think they're scared. They're not being reassured. And I think that they didn't have confidence in government to begin with, and this is just compounded by that. And the businesses are, I don't know why every business can't open and have a couple people in them. I think it's
Bill, I think I think what happened is, and thanks for the call. I think what happened is, what happened in Italy scared the heck out of everybody. Italy lost control of this thing, and people started dying all over the place. And no one knew exactly why. They saw what happened in China. They saw how well South Korea handled it. And then everybody started falling apart in Italy. And they were like, that can't happen here. So he got a bunch of guys together, and they basically came to the conclusion that if we don't slow this spread, as you've all gotten used to, seeing the graph and how you got to spread it out over X number of weeks, if everyone gets it at once, you're going to have an overrun of the hospitals. The great fear is that we are going to have people seriously ill, and that we're not going to have enough capacity in the hospitals in a given city to handle it. And we're going to have, you know, basically an overrun of the hospitals in a country that doesn't want to see any visual that even looks like that. So they decide to do what they're doing, especially in high incident areas like California, New York, Washington. So the scientists are making that decision. Dr. Fauci's an impressive man. Okay, none of us know anything about his business, which is infectious disease. This man spends his life with that stuff. That's what they're calling for. So they convinced people this was the right idea. The problem is, I don't think people understand just how delicate economies are. And the economy is such a give and take proposition of action, credit, and leverage in the given markets and in all the different areas. And we are a consumer economy. Retail, service, etc. And we've never completely stalled. Now, yes, the airlines took a hit after 9/11. Nobody was flying. And that was only for a very short time, and they were devastated. Now, if it went on for a month, the hotels have gone and told the White House that these levels of issues they have in the hotel business right now are worse than anything they've ever seen in their history. And we're just weeks into this. And you have people talk about, well, we could be talking mid-July, August. Nonsense. That can't happen. It cannot happen. We will have a crisis the likes of which we've never experienced before then. It cannot happen. We're taking a swing at slowing this thing. What's going to happen is we're going to decide we have to fix the economy, and that's going to make us put everything else back on the table. And then it's going to be up to the hospitals to take care of the people who are sick. That is going to be what happens. Okay? It really is. You know that? That's going to be what happens. We're going to take a good swing at this, and hopefully it's going to work over the next 17 days. But there's going to be a call. You're going to start seeing calls next week. We got to get back to work. You've even seen some calls today from politicians saying we should never have stepped out. We stepped out. We made the call to step out. Now own it. Now honor it. Do it right. And that would mean using every part. We should have boots on the ground like this is a crisis, because it is. We should have boots on the ground just like this was an earthquake or a fire or a flood in each of the areas that need it. And move it from state to state and get everybody tested and then get the sick people home or in the hospital and then the rest of the people back to work. And that's what we have to start doing. And we can take the next 17 days to do it, and then it's back to work. And there's got to be a call for back to work real soon by our leaders, real soon, saying, here's how many days. We can't just open-end this thing. We have to put a face on it and put a date on it in the very near future. And that's why I said 17 days and back to work. That's what it should be. That's it. We can do this for 17 more days. We cannot do it past there. Joe in Staten Island. Go ahead, Joe.
Good evening, Mike. How are you doing?
What's up, Joe? What's happening?
Very scary thing out there. I work for the post office. Of course, you know, we're never going to be shut down because they're depending on, you know, on the medicine and everything. But, Mike, like you said, if we can do this within 2-3 weeks, let me tell you, that'd be. But if this goes on for, like, June, July, August, I mean, it's getting to the point where, I mean, the stock market's taking a hit. I mean, people are going to get to the point where you hate saying it, but they're going to want. I mean, people are going to be going after one another.
And you're right.
Hurting one another.
Absolutely. And that's not getting crazy. That's not being silly. That's not being reactive. That's not. And thanks for the call. That's not being scary. This, we cannot tip this. See, everyone talks about, oh, you have people who are unhappy, the haves and the have-nots. When you take people who don't have any way to, they don't have any savings, they're living week to week, and now you cut off their job, and now you take the money out of their pocket, and they can't feed their family, you know what? What do you expect them to do? They're going to go out and do what they have to do to get to live, and you can't blame them for that. And we have a whole... We have cities of that and states of that. It can't happen. This is a very delicate balance we live with. And it is a dangerous thing that we attempted here. And I understand why we did it. We're trying to save lives. I understand why we did it. And who cares? Listen, to go back now, I'm not trying this. The worst thing that is that it's a political year. It's a presidential year because everything is weighed and balanced and measured through that prism. And that's bad because every move is weighed that way. And then on the other side, everybody's weighing it. Oh, great. I can use this. I can use that. I can use this. Right now, I know it's hard, but everything has to be above that. And we have been so divided as a country in the last 3 years, but even before that, even during the Obama days, but it's been worse in the Trump days, that we have been so divided that one camp can't wait to destroy the other camp. And in the middle of this, that can't be the take. And even today, you can't, whether you like a question or don't like a question, you cannot make it about politics and message in the middle of a national crisis. It's not about Republicans and Democrats and Biden and Trump. Right now, it's about you and me and your grandmother and your father and my kids and your kids and the sick people and the people who are afraid and the people who don't have a dollar coming in. It's got to be about them. Right now, it's not about them. Right now, the politicians have to understand it's about us. It's not about them. And they've got to forget the politics for a couple of minutes. I know that's hard. They're political animals. It's a presidential year. I understand it's a fight for survival. I understand all of it. Right now, it's got to be about us. It can't be about them. And this is a crisis of the likes of which the ramifications. Right now, we're okay at the moment. But the ramifications, if this tips the wrong way, are so overwhelming, we will, it'll be a nightmare, the likes of which we've never even dreamt about. And that can't happen. And we got to take our best swing at slowing this spread and controlling this, and it has to be through testing the sick. There's two parts to this. Get everyone to stay home, get everyone to stop spreading the germs, and then test and separate. That has to be what we do for the next 2 weeks. And then take your best swing at that, turn it back over to the hospitals and the doctors in regular fashion, just like we would with anything else, and send everybody else back to work. I wish I had more time for more calls, but you know what? The half hour goes fast. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Stay safe, more importantly. Have a good weekend. And Casamigos Tequila, as always, sponsors the program, brought to you by those who drink it. We'll see you on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.